This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kyle and Cole are in the studios here today for Ride and Run. You guys, I know it, you probably see it in your shops, right? Just there's like this overnight kind of change of people just getting through the rain, getting through the storms, getting through the wind and going, oh my God, it's here.
Yeah. Yes. They bring their bikes in and, you know, it's a different smile on their face. It's like they've got all their outside chores done and it's like, okay, I want to go play now.
Yep. Flowers planted. Going to go ride.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me about what's going on. We got a Memorial Day event coming up. You got some group rides coming up. What's on the calendar?
Yeah. Group rides are back. We've had, knock on wood, good luck with the Wednesday weather. This Wednesday, it looks like it's going to rain, but I think it's going to be clear by the evening. So it looks like another really nice day to get out and ride bikes with friends. But it's a neat opportunity. You meet different people. You learn how to ride in a group. We cruise around. We talk a little bit. Sometimes we don't talk, but we're friends at the end. And we come back to the shop, talk about the ride again the next week.
All right. So you got Wednesdays, you got Thursdays, you got Saturdays. Three different days of the week you have these rides. What's the difference between the three?
Wednesdays at 6. The Thursday ride is a little bit different. It leaves at 5:30 from Forsyth Park. It's a little slower pace, a little bit more entry level-ish type group ride. It's a really, really good group of people. They ride real safe. They ride out of the Forsyth area, so you get to see some different routes. It's always fun to leave those rides on it from a different location because you see different roads. Ride.
Okay, what part of Forsyth Park where do you meet?
The War Memorial.
Okay, that's so at the back, very back end of the park.
Very back. Yeah. Yep. And then we ride out from there.
All right.
I'll post the routes on the Spin City Facebook page. You can follow the turn by turn instructions on your fancy cycling computer. If you don't have any of those, you can stop in the store and pick one up. But yeah, and then Saturday morning rides, it's a morning ride. You know, we start at 7, go ride for 2 hours because I got to open the shop. And again, it's nice to see the sun come up and get the day started with. And then, yes, we do have a couple bigger charity rides is what we call them. We've got the Loop the Lake, which is coming up on June 11th. That's a really cool ride. You actually get to ride a boat on the two longest routes. But that's a supported ride. There's snack stops. There's a bunch of people that are going to be doing it. And then June 25th is Tour DeWitt. So it's starts in Clinton. And again, you kind of ride around the lake and it's a supported ride. So there's snacks along the ride. Lots of people. Good, safe, fun.
All right. Talk to me about some of the, Nick, why does everything sound like a cave in here this week? I don't know if I'm the only one that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you notice?
A little bit.
All right. Talk to me about inventory. People have to have something to ride for all these events that are coming up, including Memorial Day, which you're heading to Kansas. Is there 4,000 people participating in this? I mean, where does that, how does that stack up as far as a really big bike event?
It's the biggest gravel race in the world.
Okay, so it is.
Yes.
So 4,000 people. How do you start? Is it in waves? No. 4,000 people.
It's a mass start.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Does that make you nervous?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm
more nervous about what's ahead of me versus the people around me. I mean, everybody else is feeling the same way too. You've got years and months of training and, your equipment's topped off. Everything's dialed. And
I get that. But I've watched the beginning of these triathlons where people are kicking each other in the head, the swim part of it. You know, when everybody starts at the same time, you're like, wow. Or when you watch one of those mass, on the Tour de France or something, when there's those crashes, one person could really impact a lot of people.
So they have a neutral start.
Okay.
So, and by neutral, I mean, there's a pace vehicle that leads us out. It's usually a police vehicle. They block traffic. There's tons of people watching.
Yeah.
So the pace is,
I got you,
safe.
All right.
And they generally lead us out on big, so it's like a four,
you got enough ride. Room.
Yeah, and it's all closed, so you can go gutter to gutter and just find your spot. I mean, it's a long day.
Okay.
That's a 12 to 15 hour bike ride for me. So it's like, you can
200 miles.
Yeah. You could ruin that early on, but there's no point in,
I just know, but there's always that one guy, right? I mean, in life, everywhere you go.
Well,
he's talking at the movie theater. He's cutting you off in traffic. There's always that guy. You get 4,000 people. That guy's got to be there.
Yeah. And I think that just through years of cycling, you can pick those people out and kind of understand.
I got it.
Watch your front wheel. Don't cover anybody else.
I got it. All right. Safe. June 25th at Tour DeWitt, the proceeds are going to help fund Macon County CASA, which is a great organization to support, too.
Yes, yes. That's why I say charity ride. Those are really cool. I mean, we do it for a cause. It benefits people, and I don't know that a lot of people know that. They just see a bunch of people out riding bikes. But no, we pay to ride those rides, and it goes to a good cause.
Kyle, it's always been important to you guys, right? I mean, you guys have always given back to the community. And you know, it's fun when you can connect what you love to do and what your passion is and then do it for a good cause to help support the community.
Yeah, I always did it as a reason to give customers an avenue to use the product that they bought from us. And it turned into charity events and raising money for good causes and stuff. We always enjoyed doing that stuff, and it rolled over into the run side, too.
Yeah. So you guys do a lot. Yeah, I know you were sharing, did you have a late night last night or something? Heather's work and sent it over.
Well, she like had a really good email for our employee meeting last night. It's all the same stuff I was going to talk about.
I felt like an employee of Fleet Feet night last night, Nick. I got Heather's like, yeah, go get it, guys, and you're doing a great job. Events are back.
I wanted to give you a glimpse into like she does a great job for us, and this is like what our employees see and stuff, and like all the events going up, so... whenever we're fitting somebody on the bench and they're talking about wanting to do a 5K or something like that, then maybe some of this will spark a conversation and get people signed up for some of this stuff too. So yeah, that's kind of interesting.
All right. Yoga every Sunday.
Yeah. 10 a.m. They've been doing yoga Sunday mornings. It's $5 for a drop-in for that. Hold on, I'm going to put glasses on now. And then I think Wednesday the 25th is at 6:15. We're going to do the slow flow pop-up yoga right after work. So I actually did that with the family last time. So it's like really stretching oriented, and it has the long shavanza at the end where you like lay down like you're dead. I learned that word before that too.
Shavanza?
So, yeah. I didn't know that.
It's a great way to describe it, laying down like you're dead. People are probably just lining up as we speak. what is the purpose?
I'm really good at that yoga pose.
Okay, just laying like you're dead.
Yeah.
Yoga is way underestimated in its benefits for you. And there is a particular, I would say guys in general have this sort of kind of scoffing sort of thing about yoga. Try it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than going to a class and having a 75-year-old woman just absolutely kick your ass in something. And that is what you see with yoga.
And we do try to, the Sunday ones at 10 a.m., we break it down a little. It's not super hardcore yoga. It's like geared towards beginners and people that haven't really done it before. So we wanted to give people a space that they were comfortable. Like if they come in the run store, they're already used to coming in there. And we wanted to bring a yoga instructor that could make it a little bit simpler. And then if people want to do more advanced stuff, they can do some of their classes that they host at their own spot. So that was kind of the idea behind it. And they have a little bit of a following and people show up every week. So yeah, I think we're going to keep doing it during the summer. Last year we took the summer off, but enough people want to do it.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back here with Kyle and Cole in studios for Ride and Run. A little later today, Natalie Beck will be in from the Community Foundation. We'll check in with Dale Coley. Dave Wendt stopping in from Forsyth. You know, that was the old joke. You used to call Forsyth just north of Hindsight. That was after the mall decision. Full circle. Dave will be in a little later today. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in our beans.
Welcome back to our show. Okay, contestants, who's the only true conservative Republican running for governor?
Is it Richard Irvin?
No way. Richard Irvin is a lifelong liberal Democrat. Irvin voted for Barack Obama in the Democratic primary for president. And Irvin called J.B. Pritzker a great leader and great friend. It's definitely not Irvin. Jesse Sullivan? Wrong again. Sullivan is a longtime Democrat and is supported by liberal billionaires in San Francisco. Darren Bailey? Correct. Darren Bailey is the only true conservative Republican for governor. Bailey is a lifelong Republican who voted for Trump for president. Bailey opposed every tax increase in Springfield and took on J.B. Pritzker to protect our freedoms. Darren Bailey, the only true conservative Republican for governor.
Paid for by Bailey for Illinois.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties.
For over 115 years, Anderson Windows and Doors has products, set higher standards for our entire industry, and ultimately become America's premier window manufacturer. Couple that with Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, and you get a combination that brings you the highest quality products with the expertise to get the job done right.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
At Lakeside?
That's right.
I haven't heard that in a very, very, very long, long time. Good morning and welcome. We are literally in the fish tank this morning and having a conversation with Kyle and Cole, Ride and Run. All right, training programs that are coming up. I know that you're on a break right now. Heather told me last night, but you got a full marathon coming up.
Yeah.
And Run United.
Yeah, we're on a little break. The last one was the half marathon in Indy a couple weeks ago. And there's some other events going on, the Learn to Run program through the running club and stuff like that. So, we're on a little break. So our next one is going to be a full marathon in Chicago. There's like 20 people from the Decatur area that got into Chicago, at least, that are telling people. So that's going to be in October. So people need to start getting ready for that. And then we're going to have a Run United for another training program for a 5K, like a little bit faster 5K program. So June 2nd, we're going to have an info meeting at 6:15.
All right. And then when does the actual training start?
The second week of June.
All right. And
that's what Heather said, right?
Yeah. What does this training look like? How many times a week do you meet? What do you do?
Yeah, so it's 2 days a week. I don't know the exact dates, but it's usually like a Tuesday evening and a Saturday morning. And you're supposed to show up for those. And there's like stretching programs beforehand and things like that. They incorporate some strength training too sometimes. So I think they're going to partner with somebody on that. And then there's homework in between. So especially for a full marathon, you probably need to run more than 2 days a week. I mean, that's what I did, but other people should probably run a little bit more than before a full. There's a whole program. But it's doing something like that. It's nice to be accountable, do it with a group of friends and things like that, too. So and then if we back it up like Memorial Day on May 30th, that Monday, we're going to do a fun run from the store at 8 a.m. And so a 1 mile walk or a 3 mile run. So that'd be pretty good. We'll wear red, white, and blue. That's good for pictures and stuff like that. And then the big thing we're getting ready for is the big run on June 1st. It's a Wednesday night right at 6 o'clock. It's an evening run, which is a little weird, but it's kind of fun for post party and stuff like that. We actually get some of the road closed on Oakland and run down the path along the river down by the dam and turn around and come back. We get it timed by the Decatur Running Club. It's a free event, but you can sign up and get it, buy a t-shirt and a finisher medal. And we just got the medals the other day. They're really, really cool, high quality. They got like a globe inside of it that spins and stuff. So it's $20 if you want to do that. So, Decatur Running Club's helping out with it. And then we have Lindsay the Ladysmith is coming afterwards. So she can custom stamp keychains and jewelry. She could even like, yes, right? I guess, has little booths at different things.
Hang on. This is where you always divert from the brilliance that is Heather. See, Kyle's going, I don't know. It's just got this stupid artist coming. You know, they're going to be playing. Kind of like, did you get that vibe from him just then?
I didn't mean it. I think it's kind of cool.
She's got a booth. Lindsay the Ladysmith is a renowned local artist, right, Nick?
Yes.
I've got like some of the stickers mm-hmm. she did
okay, like you
for local
okay.
stuff. No, all I wasn't right. looking at you like anything. You were feeling that inside and all looking. Right. For me to validate that, which I was not doing at all. This is cool. This is the one of a kind, unique kind of thing.
Yes.
Where you get a chance to do something that you can't get anywhere else.
Yes. She radar. I think she was like stamping finish times and
yeah.
stuff on the back of people's medals and things like that.
Very cool.
And she's gotten into doing this some helping people out with some run stuff.
She's very talented. Like that. Yeah. Right. So, well, that sounds cool. That's a very interesting thing for the big run on June 1st.
Yeah. So we're going to have a nice post-race party. We'll have some food afterwards and some beverages afterwards, too. And we'll have Lindsay, the ladysmith. What did it say? 5 to 8? I just lost it. So she'll be there for the post party afterwards.
5 to 8, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Summer coffee runs, summer park runs, training programs. You can follow, probably the best way to do this is to just follow the Facebook page for Fleet Feet. And you can also check out the website, fleetfeetdecaturil.com, spincity.co for the ride side. And all this information is available to you.
Yeah. And on the website, Heather did update the events tab, and that has all this stuff listed on there. So yeah, there's a bunch of stuff coming up this summer. I've totally forgot about the park runs and the coffee runs, but those are kicking off really soon.
Absolutely. That's why you should send me Heather's email every week.
Because not only I spent like 20 minutes talking about shoes in the meeting last night.
Did you really? We can help you with that.
We have a lot of shoes.
Yes, you do. It's a shoe store. I hope so.
Going on too.
Yeah. What's the best sale? What's the, you know, give me one thing on the sale rack that's a good deal.
The Hoka Mocs are on sale. We got one's actually on sale right now. So those are awesome. Yeah, we got some great selection of some stuff, and the New Balance 1080 just updated. Anyway, whatever.
All right, you got the red, white, and blue stuff coming?
We have a bunch of clothing. We got some socks in. Okay, so we ordered red, white, and blue shoes.
Yeah.
And Brooks completely canceled the entire order for everybody. They're not going to be available on the website, in stores, or
supply chain stuff?
I think somebody forgot to put them on the list to get built or something. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Every
some
level.
Stuff,
I've got mine from a couple of years ago. You know, times a year, they're good.
But we got a bunch of accessories and stuff, and with the red, white, and blue themes. And we could probably find some red, white, or blue shoes.
There you go.
So
America.
Go. Yeah.
Guys, have a great week.
Thanks.
And we'll see you Tuesday. Kyle and Cole, you can go to fleetfeetdecaturil.com, spincity.co. Follow them on social media. They are independent small business owners in this community, making a difference and giving back to lots of great organizations and charities and making your life healthier and better. Trust me, just go in and see them. They'll take care of you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.